They can't, and that's why Mr Gough has to target the rates.
Yeah, but at the same time, you look at a city like Auckland where there's been a lot of pressure to cut the costs in council, and you know, I do believe that local institutions and local people know best what to do in their local area. So I like the devolution. I don't like the idea of central government imposing some sort of system on everybody. But I think what surprises me is that the industry and Gough and the council haven't sat around the table and talked this through and talked about some of these ideas and talked about the implications of, okay, if you're not going to pay, we're going to have to cut some of the promotion, or if you don't pay, ratepayers are going to have to keep paying. And it seems like there's a little bit of a standoff at dawn feeling to this, isn't there? They haven't actually sat down and worked it out behind closed doors.
Come back in a moment, Josh Bagani, David Farrer on the huddle. It's 15 to 6.
Love. How far would you move for your boom? Would you go to the ends of the earth? Or like the Proclaimers sang, 500 miles and 500 more? Which actually isn't very far. It's like Dunedin to Kirikiri. Of course, Conroy's can move love-smitten couples a lot further. And if you're a lone wolf, that's cool. They'd love to hear from you too.
Conroy Removals. What moves you?
Auckland's largest range of New Zealand new 2016 BMW X5s are on sale now at Continental Cars BMW on the North Shore. Starting from just $89,990. With low kilometres and including warranty and service plan, there's never been a better time to get into your ultimate driving machine. Visit Continental Cars BMW, Lake Road, Takapuna on the North Shore, just 5 minutes north of the bridge. We'll make your journey worthwhile.
It's a buyer's market. Time to secure your residential investment property. Did you know that 85% of property investors buy the wrong property? Don't make that mistake.
Meet Paul Lahore at his next free investment seminar. Find out how to secure your retirement income and the benefits of buying the right investment property in Auckland. For seminar details, contact Lahore's, the residential investment specialists on the shore. Phone 481 0639 or visit lahores.co.nz. Licensed real estate agents.
Newstalk said the Auckland community notices with the latest looks from Danske Möbler Furniture. Massive stock take sellout on now.
If your charity, sports team, school or community group has an open day, reunion or fundraising event planned at any stage, tell Auckland's biggest radio audience about it with our free community notice board. Head to the What's On page at newstalkzb.co.nz and submit your notice now.
Caring for our community. Newstalk ZB and Danske Möbler Furniture.
It is now 13 to 6. The huddle, David Farrer and Josie Bagani, issue number 2. David, to you, public pool in Mount Roskill is being partially closed for one night a week to give Muslim women the chance to learn to swim. Apparently there is a nationwide demand over this from the Muslim community. Good, bad and different, culturally appropriate or gender segregation for religious reasons. What do you say, David?
Well, I think it's
good luck with this one, David.
Thing. Yeah. Because, look, Rao is well motivated. The key thing is you do want a well integrated New Zealand. And when you start to say, look, we'll respect your belief here, how far do you go? What you've just seen in Australia is you've got some young Muslim students at schools refusing to shake the hands of their female teachers. And, you know, that's not, I think, the sort of society which you want. People can, of course, choose their own beliefs. But when it comes to tax or ratepayer-funded public pools, I don't think this is a great place to be going. Having said that, if other pools are open, so you've got multiple pools and you're just restricting one of them, then I think it's less of an issue overall than if you actually close the entire facility down.
Josie, issue or not, is this... we're seeing this kind of thing around the world, schools, university, what it demands, and Dave just referred to that, to implement Muslim values rather than the acceptance of the country to which, you know, they've come to. And there is an issue around this. Is this helping them integrate into New Zealand society and values, for example?
Well, there's a couple of things. The first thing is it's okay and it's perfectly normal. We do it all the time to have woman-only activities. I mean, you have a sauna, there's a woman's only night, thank God, and then there's a men's only night. You know, we do aerobics for oldies and we have kids only at the swimming pool and so on. So, and there's lots of reasons why women might not want to get undressed in front of men, and they might had a mastectomy, you know, God knows what. There's all sorts of reasons why you're shy about your body. So that's okay. And I think in the case, in this case, you've got, even if, and you and I would agree on this, if you changed some of the more oppressive conservative Muslim views about the role of woman, which, you know, I abhor, then that's going to take a lot of time. In the meantime, it's still a good thing if Muslim women who feel like they can't get undressed can come and learn to swim or just socialise or actually meet other women of different religions and different views at the swimming pool and integrate.
So well, I think see, that's the thing, isn't it?
Here.
Okay, I mean, they say it's for all women, but it's advertised as for Muslim women.
It's part of the behaviour, not the woman.
And so can a woman go along and join in their bikini? They can do this, Josie, can they?
Well, yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, it is.
If they're saying you can only come to this class if you're a Muslim woman, then actually that's bordering on illegal. And I would think that that's more to do with their blundering communication on this than actually intention. Because I think the intention is to get Muslim women who would not otherwise go to these public pools to come along, learn to swim, socialise, and actually mix with other people like me at the pool.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think it's a different issue, and you're right, David. There's a bigger context here of people who romanticise Sharia law, and that's not okay. But that's a different issue.
Right. Is that where you were coming from, David? I mean, we don't want enclaves that are, I guess, assimilation resistant, like is happening overseas. I mean, that's the thing. You know, they entrench the Sharia law, and that leads to issues.
It's been a disaster in Europe, the integration. New Zealand, we've been very good. We have very well integrated communities. America, despite what Trump's saying, has actually been a model too for people integrating well. And rail by itself, you could say this is a trivial issue, you know, swimming pools. There is the wider issue about how far do you go trading off, I guess, secular values against religious beliefs? And, you know, you definitely do not want to go too far down that route.
All right, issue number three, JC, we'll be brief on this. So in Northland, we have 15-20 youths who, they robbed a bottle store and they attacked a petrol station. They have a serious problem, and it's probably not just kaikohe. Dysfunctional families, parents don't care, booze, drugs, welfare, what do you do?
First thing, you don't stop young kids from being violent. So this whole call for return to corporal punishment is a bit daft in my view. But there's a couple of things going on here. And you think, because I live at Kapiti, we had the same thing in Kapiti. Everybody here knew the bars that went off at 3 a.m. and that's where the violence happened and that's where nasty things happened. We knew the families, but somehow the police would sort of, you know, knock off at midnight and these guys would be running amok. So I think and I know the police are aware of this and there's been some changes there. The other thing I'd say is the local people know these families, Larry. And I think in the UK, in Newcastle, I think, where they've basically gone, look, you've got 20 dysfunctional families in your community, millions of dollars going into benefits and God knows what else. We'll give you that money, that percentage of that national budget. You go fix these families. You know them. You go fix them. And actually, that's been incredibly successful in Newcastle.
And
I think we should do the same.
And, David, briefly, if you will, and there's not enough cops there to start off with.
No, probably not in Northland where they do have some real needs. But what Josie just proposed, actually the government has announced they're looking to trial, in fact, in Northland, I think, and two other areas where local authorities take more responsibility for social services. In the end, though, this corporal punishment stuff's nonsense, never going to happen, even if you change the law. There's just no teachers who want to thrash their kids.
Okay.
This is a parenting issue, not a schooling issue.
Thank you, David. David Farah and Josie Pagani at 626.